Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, stupendous, very loved, and very, very sexy people. I'm going to get right to it today. There's a lot of stuff going down. If you haven't felt it, challenge is in the air. And you know, the theme of the shows this week is you saying yes to you, getting all the parts of you aboard, the parts of you that are not in agreement with the other parts of you. And it's showing up in some pretty interesting ways here that are relatively big challenges for all of us. And we went to see The Call last night, Halle Berry's new film. Now, I have to preface this by saying I do a lot of horror films. I don't see a lot of horror films, and this isn't really a horror film. It's a suspense film. But it's still the, oh, my God, don't go out there. Don't go outside. Don't go out into the tunnel. Don't go into that room kind of, you know, where they engage you in this is part of the genre. You know the little lady has to go out there, but we're sitting in our seats going, holy hell, don't. Are you nuts? I know it well. I've done a million of them. Well, as I'm sitting there, I got an interesting text and email that really upset me. And afterwards, of course, whenever I go into reaction, like I tell you to do, you sit down, you detach yourself, and you go, okay, what is this about? Because if I'm in reaction, I'm out of creation, and there's got to be a pony. There's got to be a part of me that I get to learn about. Now, I'm just going to use this in the movie sense because you will get it, but know that I'm speaking in metaphor here. Halle Berry's character knows not to go down into that place where she goes. I'm not going to give the movie away, but she knows that. Her higher self knows, don't do that. Don't go there. So, of course, she does anyway. When we get the messages from our higher self, and it's very small, very quiet, almost imperceptible. And the little voice says, no, don't do that. Don't spend that. Don't say that. Don't think that. This isn't going to serve you. Don't go there. When we either don't hear it, because it is always there, our guidance is always in place, guys. But when we choose not to hear it, or we choose to hear it and move on anyway, what that does is it shuts down our heart. Because in that instance, we know that we are going against ourselves. And whenever we go against ourselves, we're not going to create what we want. So that shuts down our heart. We know that that throws the masculine, feminine, and child balance out of whack. We know that then our hormones give off an electrical charge that goes into an overcharge. It's like we short ourselves out. And I talk a lot about this in the e-blast. If you all did not get the e-blast this week, you won't get some of the information because I can't go into all of it right now. So suffice it to say, we go into overcharge. We short ourselves out. But when we short ourselves out, that gives us some kind of a high, because what we do is go into fight or flight, just like in a horror film. I've got to save me. I've got to backtrack. I wish I wouldn't. Oh, my God, I'm stuck here. Now I have to face the monster. And that, once we're into fight or flight, guys, we have to keep saying no to our higher self, because our higher self knows. Our higher self is never in fight or flight. It's never in defensive mode. And all of this comes from a big fear of being left behind. So I want everybody to come together and balance the energy around the fear of being left behind, because that's the root of all of this. So we're coming together with an open heart, claiming I am divine love. We're invoking the symbol that merely expands I am divine love out exponentially with words that beyond words and their limitations. We're invoking the new statement, I am committed to one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole. And that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now, consistently and forever. And we're invoking the masculine, feminine, and child statement, which says to our brains, know this. Create a new charge. Create a new electrical traffic way. And so it is. You see, doing something wrong oftentimes feels very powerful. And I want to put that together. You know me, I share my personal journeys with you, because my journey is your journey. So my dad, as most of you know, was a severe alcoholic all my life. Pretty much every night of my life, it was daddy got drunk, and when was he going to lose it? And when did I have to intercede on behalf of my mother and my younger brother and take care of him? So through his perceived weakness of alcoholism, he was running and controlling the entire house. So in a subconscious way, my child puts together, and I'm talking to all your child within you. We've learned this for years, that somehow weakness, because weakness demands attention, caretaking, enabling, fixing, saving. Therefore, it becomes very powerful in our lives. So the part of us that we have to fix, take care of, save, becomes extremely powerful within the universe of us. So we all learned to survive around his wrongness, which made us feel powerful. So the part of you that is attempting, struggling, committed to being powerful over the part of you that is in fear or weak or not choosing, the interplay between these two parts creates a very powerful experience for us. And what that does is it separates our brain between power and victimness. So I have to be a victim to be powerful. And that brings us to being authentic. Because what that means is when I'm really authentic and I'm authentically me and I know that I'm the highest answer and I'm authentically the God I am, I'm going to lose. Because I have nothing to victoriously conquer within myself. Therefore, we end up defending ourselves when there's nothing to defend ourselves for. The truth is, we're God. The truth is, we never have to move away from ourselves ever again. And that when we do that, we are supported, we are acknowledged, and we win in this world. And until we adopt that belief, know that belief, are that belief, are driven by that belief, we will continue the struggle conquering thing within ourselves. Just as if we are creating our own horror film. We begin to expect the world not to accept our authentic power. So I want you to look at anything and everything you feel guilty about today. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have thought that. I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have created that. I should have. I wish I would have. And we're going to bring all of those parts together now into one complete whole around saying, I am my authentic self. And I expect myself as the whole I am, and therefore the world and the universe I live in, to come forward and support and acknowledge, appreciate, and accept me. In that way, and so it is. This is really big stuff for me, and I want now everyone to come forward and direct. You know, you are the directors of your own energy. Direct to neutralize the charge, neutralize the negative charge that has happened to your immune system of truthfulness. So we are clearly directing and committing to that. And we are calling in the golden light to clean our aura and all ionospheres of our energy from these past electrical charges and patterns and connections to lack of authenticity, victimness, and power. I am the victor. I am authentic. And therein lies my power. And all the world knows it and accepts it and mirrors that back to me in every way through the desires of my heart. And so it is. Wow. I had a few notes there, and they've totally filled in all the words for me. This is, you know, fortunately, I did not look away and stay in reaction to what happened last night to me. And I'm not going to give up my power around it, which means I am claiming my power of authenticity in every way. as the God I am, and staying in that power of authenticity to create everything my heart desires. And so it is. All right, we can go to the calls. That was probably one of the most important beginnings I've ever given you. We're going to Alicia in California. Good morning.
Rudy. Fruity, juicy, sexy mama. It's Boom Shakalaka here.
Hi, baby.
Oh, my God. You nailed it again, woman.
Yeah,
this is
so
pretty, what I needed.
Yeah, this is, we just have to say, I really believe we have to say I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, I've been saying for, like, forever, I'm living in a horror show. I'm living in hell. I don't know how to get out of it. I'm stuck in this crampy little room. The money is starting to come, and then it goes, and I'm getting frustrated, and I'm directing, and I'm going, why am I keeping myself in this horror show? And you just explained it.
Yes, and let's tie one more thing into that. Every time you say I'm stuck, I can't get out, you are sabotaging your power with your power. Because your power is to know and define yourself as the way you want to be, not the way you are. The way you are is, in the reality of your life right now, is showing up in the way it has because of a lot of old chemical charges from old limiting thoughts that you've created. So my advice to you, Alicia, is quit feeding the electrical charges that aren't serving you anymore. You're staying plugged into the victimness when you do that. Do you understand? You got to find a new circuit, babe, and it's you.
Yeah, when you're getting that tsunami, you know,
I don't
unrelenting.
Care. Do you understand,
oh, okay.
Alicia? You
okay.
can't care.
Oh, okay.
You're getting the tsunami because you've created it.
Okay.
And until the victim part of you says, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm not going to keep saying I'm stuck, I'm not going to keep saying I don't have enough money, or it can... I'm going to say what I want, and I'm going to get all of me on board with that. Until then, the chemical makeup that's been creating the lack doesn't shift.
Okay.
The agoraphobic is never going to learn that they're safe to go outside if they don't ever frickin' go outside. But their reality is that they're going to die if they do. And that's exactly what's going on with you.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So it's time to parent yourself in a big way. And say you're not going to cross that street, Alicia. It's not safe to cross that street anymore. It's not safe to define myself as stuck and in lack and the money just almost gets here but never does. That's not safe anymore if you want the creation of you to shift. And you know and you hear the words, but you don't do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have said those words to me. You're not really living it. And that's what you have to move into, baby. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know my Baptist preacher came out there, but I want this shift for you now.
Oh, me too. I love you for it. I love it. I love it. You're such a fabulous role model. You have no idea.
Well, thank you. You can hear in my voice. You can hear the difference in the vibration of my voice and the challenge I'm going through right now, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's much more serious today than I usually am.
Yeah.
Because I'm really getting down with myself. And I'm going, I love you, Deanna Lee Bowers, Wallace, D. Wallace, whoever the hell and everything that you are, everybody that you are. And I'm saying, no, you're authentic, and don't back down from frickin' being authentic. It doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve anybody else. I am a powerful force in this world, and that's who I am, and that's what I'm going to claim in every frickin' moment of my life from now on. Right?
Yes.
And so it is, boom shakalaka-laka. I love you, baby. Thank you.
Love you, too. Mwah.
Okay, we're going to Sandy in California.
Hi, Dee. Wow, this is just wonderful. My life is going in amazing directions, and
great.
And this morning I started going into that old, well, you know, I'm still feeling this way, so I'm going to miss the boat, and then I realized, no, I have a choice.
Thank you.
And I realized then that this comes back because it's my comfort zone. These old emotions that come up, are these old patterns, are my comfort
zone. It's your comfort zone. It's the electrical charge of your hormones.
Yeah.
That it's like that game, you know, where psychologists say, okay, give me the opposite. And they say yes,
right.
And you say no. And they say black, and you say white.
Yeah.
Do you understand that is chemically what's going on within us? Is we're going into an automatic chemical reaction, like there's a groove in a record.
Yes.
And so what you just said you did is exactly what you have to do.
Yes.
Is you,
you're right.
No, I'm the choice. I'm in power over this. And I'm going to, with passion, keep myself through choice and through perspective and through focus in alignment with my power. And
right.
My power is me.
That's right. That's right. And I have a fear, too, of being let down. Well, if I feel joy, then, of course, something's going to come along and knock me off that joy. But you know what? That's okay. If something comes along and it dips down, that's okay. That's life.
It's absolutely okay. And you have a choice whether to dip down, and you have a choice how far to dip down you want to go.
Exactly. Or just leap over it and say, thank you.
Thank you. That's a better choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, going into reaction, guys, tells you it's a gift. Do you understand?
That's right.
If you address the reaction, it's a gift. If you don't address the reaction, you let yourself get off with the same bullshit that just makes the groove and the electrical charge even deeper.
Right. That's absolutely right. But if we take it as the opportunity to say, okay, this is a part of myself that needs to be loved, needs to be looked at, observed, and then move on.
And then take an action around. So if it's, you know, money that's going in and out or not coming in at all, then you better sit down and look at all your beliefs around money and your perspectives of money and your perspectives of the world giving you money and delivering money to you.
Right.
Right? And
and
then decide, okay, those beliefs aren't serving me anymore. They're giving me a lot of electrical charges and hormonal upset that is creating exactly what I don't want. It's keeping me focused on what I'm not creating. But I want to focus on what I am creating and then take action around it. I mean, I'm always surprised at myself when I actually get out of the way and go, and money is a great is a great factor in making us move.
Right.
So this week I was going, okay, you know, I have a lot of things going down with the house and everything. I need to create more money. And so I just sat there and said, Dee, you're going into the world of all possibilities. Well, once I did that, then it was amazing to me, all of the ideas that flooded in.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that made me excited. I want you to hear this. They made me excited to go out and create something that's going to create money. That's a whole different place than, oh my God, I'm a victim and I've got to find some money somewhere. I've got to, you know, I'm panicked about all this. I've got to, that they're two different places, but they seem to be the same place to go when you want to create something, and they're not.
No. If you have any fear around it, is if you feel that you're pulling yourself up to the top of a hole, or are you going to have to, anything else, that then no, that's not going to work for you. But when you see that you have the ability from any avenue to create it, that's when you give yourself your power back.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels fearful, guys.
Oh, it does.
And that's why you've heard the statement, feel the fear and
mm-hmm.
do it anyway. Because
that's right.
Once you do it, you realize that the fear is excitement that was waiting there to open up for you.
And even if it's just changing your perception and allowing yourself to believe in the power that you have and the abilities, the unlimited abilities that you have.
Yeah, the universe will supply them for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have got to love yourself and trust yourself enough to open up those possibilities for yourself so you can hear them and be guided.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you, and know that you deserve it. Love you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweet thing. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I just freaking want us all to get this, you know, and really take back our power here. We're going to Matthew in New York.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi. First, I want to say thank you for the shout-out on the shift call a week ago. That made me so happy, I can't tell you. Mostly I'm here to just say how great things are going on so many levels of my life that I actually, like, sort of stopped and said, I have to notice these things because my life has a whole different texture. And
that's a great way to say it, Matthew. I have to stop and notice these things. I like that.
And one in particular, because I've had many issues around money, and I feel like money and I are getting along pretty well now. And I'm enjoying my money, and I'm talking to my money, and the other day I went to make a bank deposit, and I was like so excited because I had so many checks to put in because I've just been busy out doing things that were fun, and people throw money at me when I do that. And I said, oh, wait a minute. There's that check in my pocket that I got last night. I forgot because it was so late at night. Let's add that one in, too. And someone else has written me a post-dated check, but they wanted to give me cash instead. So they actually drove from the Upper West Side to the East Side, and it was like the opposite of a drive-by mugging. I went outside. Somebody threw money through the car window, said, bye, see you. And I said, thanks.
Wow.
And what I find is I really have to put it's I really have to make sure that I acknowledge that that's happening and that that's okay, because it, in its own way it's scary because it's very different. I like it, it's fun, but I'm going, no, I want this to be, this is what normal is. This is what's supposed to be normal. Don't turn it into something that's going to go away. Just say, this is normal, and I want more.
Well, we're taught to feel guilty when we receive money that easily. You know, and that has to be our norm, our new norm. I keep hearing myself back, sorry. So can you turn your computer down a little?
I'm not on a computer. I'm just on a landline. No, a cell phone line.
Weird, because
yourself, because my voice is going into your microphone and back to D. That's what's happening.
Matthew?
Yes.
This is, you turned a huge, huge corner that moment that you chose to take responsibility for yourself. I know you know what I'm referring to.
Yes.
You know, that was a huge turning point for you, like it is for all of us, when we step back and we go, wow, I can see the bullshit that's been running me, you know? And I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to be a happier, more powerful person right now. So, I, you walk the talk and you're reaping the rewards, and it's a great testimony for everybody else. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you, Dee.
Much love.
Yeah, love.
Okay, we are going to Betty in Spain. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I'm just ringing up because I'm going through, like, a big transformation, let's say. I've not really been authentic, I'd say, for a long time. And it's kind of all exploded. And I feel like I've shed all these layers. And it's weird now because I feel empty. So I don't really know what to be doing, you know, because it's all, you get into the habit of doing things a certain way. And now I realize that that wasn't healthy, but I'm just kind of sitting here going, right, what do I do now?
Okay. So first of all, they're saying, Betty, you haven't shed all the layers.
Mm.
So we're going to invoke the golden light to come in. There's a lot of crap hanging around in your aura. And guys, I want to explain again, your aura is your first ionosphere. It's the first part of your energy that bounces back things to you. So you, Betty, yourself, has shed the layers, but there was a lot of layers hanging out in your aura. Okay? So we've invoked the golden light. That's all cleaned up. Now, what you're feeling is, I don't know how to define myself if I'm not doing something.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this can be a really big, huge gift to you, my darling, because the universe is giving you some time to go within and just be. And when you go within and spend time being, let that be your doing for right now.
Right.
Find out who you are. Spend time with Betty.
Okay.
What does Betty think? What does Betty feel? What puts her in fear? What puts her in joy? Where is her power? In other words, the parent of you wants to really get to intimately know the child of you all over again.
Right.
And so it's a real blessing if you take this opportunity to just be with you.
Right. So not kind of run around doing 500 things and filling up my time.
Well, yeah, because that's what you've done before, and that's how you've defined who you are before. You know, mm-hmm. When we get together with somebody new, we'll go, oh, hi, I'm Dee. What do you do?
Mm.
What do you do? Not, hi, I'm Dee. So tell me about you. Who are you? What are your interests? We never say that. The first way that we identify who somebody is quote unquote, what they do.
Yeah.
And we are all being told over and over again that it's about who we are first. Once we know who we are and are powerfully in control of who we are, then we're not going to have to do as much, or we will be led to easier and more effortless things to do that will automatically express who we are. Because who we are is taken into everything we do. Do you understand, Betty?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you say that, when I said, oh, I've just, shed a lot of layers, and you said, no, there's still a lot to be shed. When I refer to this layers, one is like the work thing I've been taking too much work on, and then the other one is that I've had this big foot kind of pressing me down at home.
Big what?
Foot, let's say. I've been really submissive and... let's say, not serving myself, serving others. And I'm trying to get rid of that.
Well, that's not who you are.
No, no. But when you say that there's more to be shed, what?
Okay,
what do you mean?
I explained that you, Betty, had shed them, but they were hanging out in your aura.
Oh, okay.
And if they were hanging out in your aura, then they're going to get bounced back to you
uh-huh.
as part of your experience. And what that feels like is, I thought I did this. Why is this here again?
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Completely, yeah. It
okay.
can come straight back at you, yeah.
It comes straight back at you because it's hanging out in the energy around you, and that keeps bouncing back into your thought patterns and your emotional patterns and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what we want then is the eons and eons of fear and limiting beliefs that we've shot out into our aura and into all the ionospheres, which is energy that surrounds us that keeps bouncing back things to us, limiting things that we've shot out before. We want to clean all that up, and we want to consistently think the thoughts and send out to all the ionospheres, our aura, first of all, that I am powerful and I am authentic, and the world celebrates me, supports me, and accepts me when I am.
Okay.
And that's what our focus is for this entire next week. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
I
you,
like
darling.
It. Thank you very much.
Many
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're popping all over the world here today. We're going to Ulrika. What a pretty name in British Columbia. Hold on, trying to get you on here. Well, this silly computer. There it goes. Okay, Ulrika, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, darling. What can we do for you?
I'm honored that you take me. I am a little bit all over the place with really what to ask you. I would like to know what kind of feeling of energy you get from me.
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter. What matters, Ulrika, is what you get from and about yourself. And what I'm hearing in the vibration of your voice is that you're scared shitless.
That I'm scared shitless?
Yes. What are you scared about?
I have been repeating a pattern every year. I'm an artist here on an island in British Columbia. And, you know, it's the ebb and flow. And, I'm sick of it, and I still don't know how to get out of it.
Okay, I will tell you how to get out of it. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You don't look at what the reality in your life is around this situation. You think, you focus, and you feel only on consistent flow and success and what that feels like, how joyful you are when it's that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's your answer.
That's my answer.
Yes, but
yes.
You see, when I say that to people, they go, well, that can't be the answer. I need
no.
to struggle to get out of this.
Yeah, I have lived that, and it was really easy. I mean,
okay.
Then, I'm somehow out of it, I feel. And,
well, and it you left the power of you because of some male energy. Do you know who that is or was?
My brother.
That's true. So, in other words, whatever happened to your brother, like what happened to me last night, is I gave my power away for a while. And I went into defensive mode, and I went into explaining, and all that comes from I don't know authentically that I'm powerful and that I'm in my truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you allowed him to take that away from you, that knowing of your power and your truthfulness and your authenticity,
yes,
then you are the only one that can get it back from him and go, you know what, I don't care what happened 1 month or 2 months or 3 years or when I was a kid or in the other past life that we lived together. I don't care. Because the more I focus on that, the less powerful I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no contact for about 15 years with him, and I made the contact again a few years ago, and it's good and it's not.
Well, that's what the channel's literally saying. You would have been better off just not to make the contact.
Yeah, that's what I also feel.
Okay. So bless him for the lessons he brought in that you created.
Uh-huh.
That nobody can take away your creative power of you. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great teacher that taught you that. So we're going to claim the symbol I am divine love that balances all the energy. We're invoking the new statement. I am committed to one. Happy, healthy, prosperous, whole. And that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet, complete now and consistently and forever. And we're telling our brain, be in balance, masculine, feminine, and child, and say yes to this. This is what I know now. This is where I live. This is what I do. This is my authentic, natural self of creation. And you've done it before.
Yeah.
Ulrika, so just go do it again. They say you're very clear about what you did before. Just do it again. Just say, yeah, I remember that worked.
So that means cut off the contact again?
Unless you can live in love and joy with him within that contact.
There are very many upsetting things. You're not
okay, well, then no.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, where we want to get to is no matter what comes into us, we keep our balance and we keep our power. But if you can't, then you must walk away so that you can hold yourself in the powerful balance that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are your highest answer, Ulrika. So when you get quiet, you go within your open heart. And you go, what is the highest thing for me to create me as joyful love?
Mm-hmm.
And that will be your answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dee.
Served a lot of people right there.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Hey, Reva. What's up, baby cakes? You never
call in
unless it's important. What's up?
I love life, I love me, and I love me loving you.
Well, thank you, and I'll accept that love. Thank you very much.
I loved Betty's call because, you know, that whole ebb and flow and what I've gotten to in claiming the new statement, which I love, and the breathing, which, by the way, if people aren't following suggested directions, I suggest they do. I'm balancing my checkbook in February, and there's this extra money, and I'm like, well, how could I have missed a receipt? Because I'm really good at that. And I looked, and I sold books in February, and I haven't really been doing anything around that.
Yes.
I've been safe and absolutely okay in the ebb and flow, because what you just told Betty, the ebb allows us to be.
Absolutely. And let me put this in simpler words. When everything's going great, it's easy to stay in the flow, guys. Our challenge is to call everything great and everything good and stay in the flow no matter what comes our way.
Yeah.
And then what happens is the constant conscious creation comes together more and more and more and more, and pretty soon you're just going, well, I'm living a freaking charmed life, aren't I?
Yeah, it's just amazing. And, you know, you talked about that movie, and I saw Hallie interviewed, and somebody said, well, what would people want to take away from this? And basically she said, be scared wherever you go in a garage. And I went, oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, geez. Great.
And so what you were saying about it does go even further, because now that's the message that she, and I don't, maybe somebody else behind her, is putting out there. for all women. And it's like, oh, no, 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 no.
Well,
women,
I think
too many
it's for the world.
You
know, Reva, I think it's for the world. Just be in fear. What's North Korea going to do? You know?
Yes.
What if I get cancer? What if my money goes away? Well, what if the economic thing collapses? And you know what that does? I'm doing a fear and I'm doing a movie in September, and what it's about is all the people in this town who have lived all their lives waiting for the monster to come.
Oh.
And so what they've done is they've lived lives of quiet desperation, waiting to die.
Mm-hmm.
And
how
that's
fun
what
is
happens
that?
To us. Well, but that's what be afraid every time you walk in a garage. That's what that message is live in fear. And if you live in fear, then you'll be able to save yourself.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit. But
absolutely.
That's what we've all done. That's what we've been taught, and that's what we're doing.
And we've been sold that bill of goods, and it is our choice whether we want to check out and actually buy it.
Yes, thank you. You can leave it at the checkout counter and say, no
absolutely.
Thanks, it's not worth the sale.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you. Let me just say that you are making a difference, and all of us who listen and jump on board are making a difference as we take our points of light out into the world.
You bet. And that's what the intention of all of this work
was
how can we heal ourselves and therefore come together to heal the collective consciousness. Absolutely.
Well, I'm empowered and my hat's in the ring. Thank you very much.
Thanks, baby cake. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Hold on here. There was Chris, I haven't talked to you in forever. I want to bring you on. What's going on, baby?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What can we do for you?
Well, I feel like I'm doing really good. And I've, been in the flow and...
Yes, you made some humongous shifts in the Let the Shift Hit the Fan program.
And, yeah, I feel like I'm in the flow and I'm going the direction I want to go in my life and I'm pretty happy. And, I can feel the shifts happening. A few days ago, things were going really good. And the day after St. Patrick's Day, basically Monday, I got kind of sick and I had this crazy earache infection, and then I got I was just really weak and tired, just totally exhausted, and I didn't really get caught up in the drama of it, why is this happening and this sucks and all that. I was just okay, I'm just going to take it easy and take care of myself and focus on being well and being healthy, and everything will come around and I'll be fine. And I feel a lot better today. But, I'm still kind of wondering, what that was all about,
Okay. They want to know, did you drink on St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Okay, well, it has something to do with alcohol. That's the highest word. So.
That's funny because, I kind of thought, maybe it has something to do with alcohol. Maybe it has something to do with my ancestry or something because, part of my ancestry is Irish.
Yeah.
And
okay,
I don't
good.
Drink and like I don't drink and I don't really party, but maybe it's
okay, I'm going to tell you what this is about, Chris. This is going to be really interesting for everybody. This is a genetic agreement. I've never had anything like this. This is a genetic agreement with your ancestors around the celebration of this day and the celebration of their heritage and the celebration of their freedom, and their freedom is tied up with alcohol. Wow, this is blowing my mind. Highest, most correct, most complete. So again, let's just remember, guys, that according to our information through the channel, genetics is an agreement around an idea. For example, high blood pressure runs in the family is a lot of people coming together and saying, okay, we're going to agree that we all have high blood pressure. And we call ourselves a family, so it runs in the family. That's an agreement on an energetic level. You have literally an agreement, and I'm not a doctor, I have to say that, because this is about physical stuff, and I would never tell you not to go check yourself out. But you literally have an energetic agreement to honor and party the Irish and physically show that you did, and so you can pay for it. So you can say, see, I did my good part in this. What?
I did kind of like party like that day, but like it wasn't like drinking. I was kayaking all weekend with friends, and, you know,
it's
I pushed myself
that.
Really.
It's not
you
about
know, and I
that.
Thought, well, maybe this has something to do with me feeling guilty for having so much fun, and I'm punishing myself.
That I get a yes on. And that
yeah.
is directly associated to why people drink so much, because they can't party and have fun without it. And they drink, to, you know, one of the side effects of drinking is that you get a lot less inhibited and you have a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So around all of this, you don't have to be in agreement with this anymore. You're in agreement that all the partying and all the fun in the world is your celebration of life, period. The celebration of the power of you. And the more you party and the more you celebrate, the more you create, period.
Right.
And so it is. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, the new statement, the masculine, feminine, and child. That's everything, Chris. That's a whole new piece of information for me, or a clarification and expansion. So I really thank you for bringing that in. Thank you, sweetheart.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, and it's true.
Because, you know, like I was thinking about all the things, like what this is about, and that thought did cross my mind. It's like, well, maybe it has something to do with, like, my Irish heritage and, like, energetically, like, feeling hungover because that's what my ancestors used to do. And I was like, man, you know, it's like, is that real?
Well, and I want you to hear that that was your highest self, and that's how I started out the show. I want you to start listening to your higher selves, guys, and being in agreement with your higher self.
But I'm glad this came up, because now I can look at that and you know, release that. And
yes, you're going to feel a lot better now. You let me know, okay? Love you, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, guys, I want to just take a couple of minutes here. I cannot tell you how jazzed I am about this webinar that is on the 27th next week. I had a half-hour meeting with Dr. Brodici. As you know, he's coming on to share this webinar with me. He is a head chiropractor out here. He has been in the Olympics in his life. He is a master on hormones, and he is also an incredibly clear channel. And I knew what powerful information he had, but we just spent a half an hour together a couple of days ago, and my God, this what he told me and what we put together literally blew my socks off. So it's not just for the women, guys. We're talking about testosterone. We're talking about, you know, any questions about erectile dysfunction. Hormones literally are connected to everything, to the health of your entire body. So I'm not going to be a cheerleader for it anymore. You can hear the excitement in my voice. It's the 27th. From 7 to 9, you can sign up on the website Or you can, it's on, there's a direct link on my eBlast also. And on the eBlast are the sign-ups, because I'm getting a lot of emails around my initial training for all of this work, including the sheets and how to channel and all that stuff, is Creation Station 1. It's June 22nd, 23rd, and 21st, 22nd, 23rd here in my home. Anybody that's ever done the weekend will tell you how empowering this weekend is and how much fun we have too. But I'm opening it up for some different things. You can do it live in the home. You can do it live through streaming and participate and ask questions as we go. If you want to do the training again, and this would have never occurred to me except a lot of you have asked, then I'm offering it up live or streaming. You can come in for half price to do the training again, because those people that have done it know that it's never the same. For example, we'll be bringing in a lot of the information that's come in the last year and certainly the last few months up before June to create the new training in June. So those are my two quick announcements. I would love for you to come play with me, expand this work, and take it out into the world. The more you heal yourself and the more you take this work into whatever healing practice you're doing, the more the world benefits. I know that unconditionally. And you know what else I know? That you guys are pretty freaking fabulous, amazing people. Go love yourselves. Be on board, all of you, supporting you. I am supporting the totality of me in every way. I am the highest answer. I am my highest self. Go love yourself. It's the key to everything, and I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.